Next coach in the teleconference is Iowa's Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes are 5-6 this season and will take on Drake in the Hy-Vee Classic in Des Moines on Saturday. Coach McCaffrey, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Good morning, Coach McCaffrey. Are you there?
Yes.
All right. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Again, for everyone on the call, this is Iowa head coach Fran McCaffrey. Coach, if you could start us off with an opening statement, and then we'll get to questions from the media.
Okay. We had a good win yesterday. Felt like we put some things together, which we hadn't done prior to that. You know, I think we played really well at times. We have not played well at times. And inconsistency, I think, has been our problem. I feel really good about the progress we're making and looking forward to our next one.
Thank you, Coach. We'll now take questions from the media. Please press star one.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star one. Your first question is from Adam Jardy, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Fran. I'm just curious how, as a staff, you guys have approached this stretch of cramming these two Big Ten games into the non-conference schedule. How have you guys approached it, and how do you think you've managed diving into conference play and now transitioning back out for getting back in a month?
I don't think we did anything special. I mean, we just kind of went next game, which is kind of how we do it. You know, obviously, everyone's aware, you know, when you have your first Big Ten game, it's a little bit different. You know, we had played a really good Penn State team, went on the road to play. Indiana was playing well. Obviously lost both games. But, you know, we kind of looked at the schedule at the start of the season, and obviously there's, you know, you got your challenge game. You know, we had our Cayman Islands experience. You got the Big Ten games. We've got our in-state rivals. A lot of intensity packed into a very short period of time. And I think, you know, yesterday we had essentially a one-day prep because of mandatory day off. So it's a little bit of an adjustment. But the way I look at it, and I say this all the time, while it's different, and, you know, while maybe some would say we prefer not to have it this way, there is no competitive advantage. Everybody else is doing the same exact thing. And moving forward, when we go to 20 league games, we're always going to have two games early. So we might as well get used to it rather than complain about it.
And for maybe for the new coaches in the conference, thinking back to when it was your first year, do you think there's any benefit or downturn to, like you said, it's no competitive advantage either way, but if you're a new coach in the conference and you're starting to feel things out and you're also playing games a month early, do you think that's any more challenging on a new coach and maybe in their first year in the conference?
I really don't. I mean, I would say this. I would say it depends on the team you have. Do you have some veteran guys? Do you have talent? Or are you in a total rebuild? I think that's more logical that would affect your team rather than whether it's a new coach. You know, coaches adjust. I mean, the new coaches in our league, our veteran coaches, have had tremendous success. They're going to be able to handle their team based on whatever schedule put in front of them. It's the players that you've got to get ready. And if you've got some veteran guys, you can handle it. And if you don't, it might be a little more problematic for you.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
Thank you very much, Adam and Coach McCaffrey. Those are all the questions we have. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.